This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. is again urging for civilians to be protected as Israeli troops search Gaza's biggest hospital for traces of Hamas, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
After surrounding Shifa Hospital for days, Israeli forces stormed inside today, accusing Hamas of using the facility as a command center.
It's understandable that they would want to remove Hamas's ability to use cover like that.
And while National Security Council spokesman John Kirby blasts Hamas for being there, the fact remains.
It's an active, legitimate hospital.
One where newborns and hundreds of other patients have suffered for days with no power or other necessities.
That need to be protected as much as possible.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The United Nations Security Council on Wednesday called for urgent and extended humanitarian pauses in fighting between Israel and Hamas militants for a sufficient number of days to allow humanitarian aid access. It also called for the immediate and unconditional release of all hostages held by Hamas. The 15-member council overcame an impasse in four attempts to take action last month. Israel has so far rejected calls for a ceasefire, which it says would benefit Hamas, a position backed by Washington. U.S. President Joe Biden met Chinese leader Xi Jinping for the first time in a year on Wednesday for talks that may ease friction between the two superpowers over military conflicts, drug trafficking, and artificial intelligence.
We have to ensure that competition does not veer into conflict. And we also have to manage it responsibly, that competition. That's what the United States wants and what we intend to do